An hour passes, and her stomach continues to growl, making loud, angry noises. She ignores it, hoping it will eventually settle itself. Talking and singing isn't allowed during work. Planting rice now has become an automatic physical action, requiring no concentration. Thus, she has a lot of time to spend with herself in her head. Too much time, even. Her mind grows lazy and wanders around too many topics. Her schoolwork, a cute boy she met in Phnom Penh, movies she saw. But always it comes back to our family. She misses us so much. She pulls her pants up and walks back to the fields, but soon has to rush to a bush again. After several visits to the bushes, she finally walks over to the supervisor. "Please, I am very ill. It is my stomach. May I take the rest of the day off and visit the infirmary?" she pleads with the supervisor. The supervisor looks at her with disgust and contempt. "No, I do not believe you are sick. We all have hunger pains. You are just a lazy, worthless city girl. Go back to work." Cave's heart shatters at being so denigrated. Another hour passes, but her stomach refuses to settle down. In that hour, she spent 10 minutes in the rice field and the rest of the time in the bushes. She is then so sick and weak that she has to drag her body to the supervisor. "Please, I am very sick. I cannot stand up anymore." As sick as she is, Cave's face burns with embarrassment as she follows the supervisor's gaze to her leg. On her last trip, Cave soiled her pants. "You smell terrible. All right, you have permission to go to the hospital." Finally, with permission slip in hand, Cave staggers back to her camp and collapses. An hour after she leaves the field, Cave finally arrives at the makeshift hospital, where there are many patients waiting to see the nurses. The hospital is a decrepit old building with many cots lined up on the ground. When Cave approaches a nurse and reports her illness, the nurse takes her arm and leads her to a cot to lie down. Without taking her pulse or touching her, the nurse asks Cave a few brief questions about her symptoms and hurries away, saying she will return later to check on her and bring some medicine. Cave knows this is a lie. There is no medicine. There are no real doctors or nurses, only ordinary people ordered to pretend to be medical experts. All the real doctors and nurses were killed by the Ankar long ago. Still, Cave is glad to be out of the sun. At Roleep, when the sun hovers directly over my head, the lunch bell rings at 1 p.m. Rushing out of our hut, Chu, Gek, and I meet Pa and Keem at the communal kitchen to receive our ration.